West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A 46-year-old Buchanan man charged with aggravated assault after shooting a visitor at his home Easter Sunday remains in the Harrelson County Jail on Tuesday. Harrelson County deputies were dispatched to 124 Lee Road in Buchanan Sunday evening in reference to a male that had been shot. They found a chaotic scene and a male with a gunshot wound to his torso laying on the porch, screaming in pain. Investigators determined that the occupant of the home, identified as William Harrell, got into a verbal and physical altercation with the victim. During the altercation, Harrell went inside the residence and brought out a weapon and shot the victim. Harrell then struck the victim several times with the gun. He also struck another individual on the scene. He then left the residence. The shooting victim, 44-year-old Jesse Scott Greathouse of Resaca, was transported by helicopter to Grady Hospital. Last word, he is in critical condition. Deputies say Harrell turned himself in to the Harrelson County Sheriff's Office on Monday afternoon. Well, probably no surprise, Republican candidate for Congress Jim Bennett on Monday stating the number one topic of discussion with voters on the campaign trail is immigration.
They see that the border is not just one problem. It's a death problem with Americans dying from fentanyl. They see the national security issue. They see the spending. Also, the hidden one is it's a direct assault on rule of law. Mm-hmm. America has become powerful because we are a safe haven for business, for life. When we allow people to constantly and openly and brazenly violate our laws, it diminishes us as a nation and as our status as a whole. We cannot continue to give away our legacy.
Bennett was the guest on Monday's WLBB Community Voice program.
We cannot allow these people, and it's both sides, guys, it's both sides. If the Republicans who wanted the border closed, the border would have been closed. For whatever their reasons are, the border is still open because Republicans want it open. Close the river of death. Close the magnet that's drawing these people up from Central and South America, who have been there for decades in many instances. They just see this as their best opportunity to get in.
And that complete interview with Bennett is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. And local state legislators attempt to dedicate the bridge on State Route 100 over Turkey Creek in Carroll County to honor a Bowden man who was killed in a single vehicle crash nearby in 2022. We'll have to wait until at least next year, as a resolution sponsored by Tyler Paul Smith and David Huddleston stalled in the House last month. The 2024 legislative session ended last Thursday. Georgia House Resolution 1414 was sponsored to recognize Mr. Mason Mace Aubrey McIntyre II and dedicate the bridge in his memory. I'm Colin Worthington.